Die Pusuk ist in Radim. Wenn wir Bertha Straf für Shalos. Have the other men ready. And someone turned to the Chofetz Chaim and said to him, Rebbe, we're about to start with Shanos. Going around the bimah with the lulavim. Mam was just like in Beis HaMikdash, when the men went round the Mizbeach. Rebbe said, at this time, what kavanah should I have? The Chofetz Chaim turned to him and said, well, there are a lot of people going around closely packed together. You should have kavanah not to tread on someone's feet. Now, not to tread on someone's feet. Now, clearly, that wasn't what the man was asking for. The Chofetz Chaim was aware of that. And he wasn't dismissing kavanas. What the Chofetz Chaim was telling him was that with the loftiest kavanas in the world, there is another dimension to Yiddishkeit which you dare not ignore, and that is the Bein Adam Lechaveira dimension. But I want to look at why that is important, what it does for us. But first of all, let me just define the question, because I'm not looking at the fact that with Bein Adam Lechaveira we help one another, we create good relations, because goyim do that too. There are goyim who give enormous amounts of money to charities, there are goyim who go and spend years and years in some remote village in Africa. That obviously is a value in itself. What I'm looking at is what we accomplish within a Jewish, within a Torah framework. Looking round at Mokairos, there's one mocker which I think is the key, and it's a mocker which is so striking. We say it every year in the summer months in Pirkei Avos, and like we do with Pirkei Avos, we zoom it through. But if you stop and ask yourself what it says, it makes a statement which is actually quite shocking. A statement which, had it not been said by Hele Gatana, you'd say, well, it's impossible. It says this. The Chanina Ben Doisa says, Kol Sheruach HaBriyos Noicha Himonu, everybody, some person who people are pleased with, Ruach HaMokim Noicha Himonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with, which Bartanur translates, Kol Misha Ohuv Lamata, anybody who is loved and appreciated here in this world, B'Yadua, you can know for certain, Shehu Ohuv Lamayla, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. But there's more. A person who people do not like, Ein Ruach HaMokim Loichim Mono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like. Now, what does that mean? If that means what it appears to mean, it's saying that the way that people relate to us and think about us, whether they like us or don't like us, appreciate us or don't appreciate us, that influences our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that hang together? Does that mean that a person who learns Torah Yom V'Laila is medaktik in mitzvahs, but he's not nice to people, and therefore people don't like him, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like him despite of all his Torah for mitzvahs? Can it mean that? The answer is yes. That is exactly what it means. That is how Tiferes Yisrael understands Pshat in the Mishnah. He says this: a person who isn't nice to people, a person who isn't good with people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Ruach HaMokah Noicha Himonu. Why? He says, Mide'ema Shomer Chiyuvav Lahem, if he doesn't observe the normal way of dealing with human beings, Af Sheshomer Mitzvah Sheveinorim L'mokah, and even though he is a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, V'loima Torah, and he learns Torah, nevertheless, Ein Ruach HaMokah Noicha Himonu. How are we to understand that? Why? Well, I think there are two issues here. Two mahalchim. First of all, looking around at Meforshim on this Mishnah, look at the Gro, who says in his own very brief way, he says, go and look in Mishlei. Go and look at the beginning of the third Perek of Mishlei. And there you find the Pasuk, Matzo Chayim, V'seichel toiv b'einei Elokim v'odom. Now, if a person is motzach chayim v'seichel toiv b'einei Elokim, what does he need the odom for? Isn't that enough? Apparently it isn't enough. The Ralbag on the Pasuk explains it in this way. If a person in tanig masechel lefi mishpatei haTorah, if you carry out your actions, if you behave according to the teachings of the Torah, Tagir le mitzvah chen be'ein elakim v'adam. You will become, you will have chen be'ein elakim v'adam. Why? Ki heim kelulim mashlimais hamidos. Together they perfect a person's character. Mashgimsa by adam min chen be'ein hanoshim. That is important for character building. Now let's just examine that. Why? Isn't it enough to sit and learn? Isn't it enough to lock yourself away and just learn and daven? Isn't that good enough for character building? Well, actually, locking yourself away and having nothing at all to do with other human beings is not a Jewish idea at all. It is, in fact, a Goyish idea. You can always visualize the monk fasting in his cell, or the Indian holy man meditating on a remote hillside somewhere. In fact, Rav Hirsch slams into this, and he says very categorically, this retirement into oneself, this asceticism, is exactly what the Torah opposes. It's based on the erroneous idea that godliness is something pertaining to the next world and lies outside the sphere of ordinary life. And why? The reason is very simple. Torah is something which is not hermetically sealed in a sefer. Torah has to be actualized. It has to be brought into the world of reality. Now, to give an extreme example, what can happen? I'll give you a moshul. If Torah is encapsulated and enclosed in a sefer, imagine a rav giving a shiur. Giving a shiur to his balabatim. In the middle of the shiur, a man staggers in, pale faced. Clothes in tatters. He staggers. Help me. Everyone looks at me. Shh, shh, shh. Learning. He walks towards where the Rebbe is sitting. He says, Rebbe, please. I haven't eaten for 4 days. A crust of bread. At that point, he collapses on the floor. Rebbe, help me. The Rebbe says, how dare you interrupt us? Can't you see we're learning the dinim of tzedaka? That isn't Torah. Torah has to be actualized. Now, Rav Aaron Kotler puts it in much more eloquent terms than I could ever accomplish. And he says this. Person who sits and learns. He's talking about the Gemara of the end of Yevamos. Koloime ein li ela Torah, afido Torah ein loy. Why? He says this. His understanding of Torah is not true, it isn't internalized. He absorbs it in an external, in a superficial way. That is exactly what it means. He doesn't have Torah at all. The Gam Torah ain't lie. The Iefsha, here's what it says, the Iefsha, it's impossible, lahasig chokhmas ha-toira, the emes, beloi yiroshamayim u beloi masim toivim. You cannot understand Torah properly without masim toivim. Because if a person attempts that, all they have is a superficial understanding, an academic understanding, a book understanding. The real life application of that is lost. In order you're talking about the dinim between Benodon Lamokam and Gam, Iminamakaim in Yoni Derech Eretz. That is essential to having a full understanding of Torah. So the first thing we have in the Mishnah is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't pleased with this person who separates himself from other people, because this person is denying himself a full, complete, profound understanding of Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give us the Torah in order for us to not understand it or distort it. But I'd like to suggest that there is perhaps another factor here too, perhaps a less lofty explanation. It works like this. Sitting and learning and having nothing to do with human beings is in effect a cop out. It's the easy way out. A sefer won't answer you back, won't argue with you. People are complicated things. You want to be Ben Adam Chavid, you want to help someone, people may have other agendas. People can be inconsistent. people can be inconsiderate. People don't always go along with what you say. People can be annoying, irritating, frustrating. And I assure you, the hardest part of any Rob's daily task is dealing with human beings. And it must be an enormous relief when the day is over, you sit down and open the sefer. The sefer won't answer him back. A woman once knocked on Ramosha Feinstein's door. There was a meeting of Rabbonim in the house. One of the Rabbonim came and opened the door and said, "Yes, I have to see Rabbi Feinstein." "Feinstein is busy at the moment. What is it you need?" Pulled out a letter from my pocket and said, "I have a letter from my sister in Russia. I need him to translate it for me." He said, "Lady, come on. You can't expect Rabbi Feinstein to bother himself with things like this. This is, it's a trivial thing." She said, "What do you mean? For the last 20 years I've been bringing him letters from my sister and he's been translating them for me." Now, to be busy preparing shiurim, giving shiurim, answering shailas, writing igros moshe, writing dibros moshe, and yet giving time to a lady who wants her letter translated and not getting annoyed or frustrated, that is a simon of enormous character development. And that's what we accomplish by dealing with people. So getting back to the Mishnah, a person that people are pleased with, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is pleased with on both counts, because this person is A, learning Torah in a way which enables him to understand it in a full way, in a pneumistic way, and B, it's his character development. I said there are two issues here. Quite apart from the personal development issue, there's another point as well. On the Mishnah, person, kol shiruach habriyas noichim manu, ruach hamokim noichim manu, ein ruach habriyas noichim manu, ein ruach hamokim noichim manu. On that Mishnah, Rabbi Yoina says these words. The sign of the Mishnah means this: Mish masoyimah hu masnoi noichim habriyas. A person whose dealings, business dealings, with people are pleasant and honest and upright. V'kulam makirim, and everybody is aware, everybody recognizes, ki b'emuna v'oisa, he deals honestly, that is orantik. Ma'abriyas oimasolov, what do people say about him? They say, ashrei ploini shalom atayra, happy is this man, good to be like him, let's emulate, here is a man who learns Torah, see how good he is with people, see how honest he is, upright he is. Ashrei ovir, ashrei imo, happy is his mother and father, shlamdu Torah, who taught him Torah. The alzer, and because of this, here's the punchline. Ruach hamokom noichehim mon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with him. Why? Mipnei sha'atoira miskaleses al yodoi. Torah becomes praised, elevated, and more highly esteemed through this person's actions. Now, apart from the first issue that we've looked at, the personal issue, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that there is also a societal issue. There's a social issue. And clearly the Rebbe is talking about a world in which it is possible for people to abandon Yiddishkeit. That is nothing new. A long time earlier, perhaps a few hundred years earlier, before Rebbe Yonah, maybe three or 400 years earlier, Sadia Gaon wrote in a sefer called Emunas V'Deyos, not a sefer that is widely learnt, but he lists a number of reasons why people abandon Yiddishkeit. And by the way, what is significant about his list is that not one of these reasons is intellectual. Nobody, he says, abandons Yiddishkeit because they philosophized, they decided intellectually it's not for them. The reasons that he gives are all emotional reasons. Example, a person has an argument with a frum Jew. He says, if this is what Yidden are like, not for me. That's what Rav Sadia says. And in fact, just by the way, this is exactly how Benjamin Israeli got baptized. His father once had an argument with the Gaboyim in Shul, said Im Kain, I'm joining the church, went out and left Yiddishkeit. This is exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah says, what Sadi Gaon says, that's true. So Beinonam L'Chaveira, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, is essential in order to maintain the cohesive nature of a Torah society. Now Rosh Yeshiva, a blessed memory, used to say very often, used to say these words, Medavgin mit a cheshbon. It was a kind of a saying, a slogan there, Medavgin mit a cheshbon. What he meant was, he explained many times in Musa, that how you walk, how you talk, where you go, where you don't go, what you look at, what you don't look at, you don't know who is looking at you, who is listening to you, who is taking a lesson from what you do or don't do. You don't know the effect you have on people as you go through life. And therefore, everything you do, everywhere you go, think what you're doing, where you're going. And this is exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying here. Now, of course, this is applicable in a society where it is possible that people could abandon Yiddishkeit. You've got to be careful about that. What about a society where that isn't on the cards at all? Well, in such a society, where it's not feasible that people are going to abandon Yiddishkeit, you have a firm Torah society, then Bein Orem Lechaveda doesn't necessarily have to be nice. It can even be destructive. You know, the Ben Sleibel Moira is punished with Skila. Skila, according to the Rahomian, is the worst death, except for Shimon Holst. The Srefer is worse. It's a Misa Chamura. It's a horrible death. So, Pleish Schleimer, the Machaber of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, raises the question, what are we worried about? We're worried that this Ben Sleibel Moira will grow up, he will get worse, he will rob people, eventually he will kill someone. Then he asks, but if he kills someone, he's punished with Sayef. It's a quick death, a painless death. Before he's killed someone, he's not killed anyone, you give him Skila. That makes sense? The session explains this. So there are two kinds of Misa. There's Misa which is shaykh to the individual, and there is Misa which is shaykh to society. The murderer, yeah, he's killed someone, but he's not likely to trigger off a spate of murder. People are not going to say, he's murdered, wow, that's great, I'll do that too. No. He's murdered, he's executed, finished, command them. Mashiach came to the inside of Myra. He's a grosser baltaiva. And people just say, well, look at his lifestyle, that's great, I'll emulate that too. Oh, there's going to be people following him, emulating him. Now you have to take draconian measures. You have to give him a skila to demonstrate to society at large that lo yiseh haderech. But it comes back to the same thing. It's the same ben adam lechaveva. Killing the ben sleibel moira is an act of ben adam lechaveva. It is a way of demonstrating to people that we have to maintain the cohesiveness of a Torah society. Chassam Sofer says a similar thing. He says this: Kiloi be'eile chofitz Hashem. Hashem does not want the person should take care of his own neshama and look for his own personal perfection. And leave other people still doing avedas. You have to look out for society. There was a meeting that took place in Vilna before the war. It took place in the house of Reb Chaim Oizer. There were various Gedolei HaDor sitting at that meeting. The Chofetz Chaim said, the time has come that people can no longer lock themselves away and learn. You have to now give yourselves to people. Quiet. And the Chaim Oizer turned to the Chaznish, who was sitting there, and said, who do you think those words are referring to? And the Chofetz Chaim turned to the Chaznish and said, Ich wollte euch gekannt werden da gone. This is the Chofetz Chaim speaking. If I sat alone by myself, I could also become a Gaon. But you have to come out and devote yourself to other people. Up till that time, the Chaznish had been locked away, closeted, and learned. But that was a changing point in his life. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was very much Oisik. In fact, it was due to him that the whole concept of Shmita was revived and encouraged and was with Mishchazik. But this comes back to the Mishnah again. If people are pleased with him because he devotes himself to other people, he is aware that people need to be handled, spoken to in a nice way, in that way the Torah becomes esteemed and exalted, and therefore this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a world in which we learn Torah and we esteem Torah. You know, one person who did walk himself away was Chanoich. We had in the Sefer 2 weeks ago in Bereishis. Ki lokach esei l'kim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him. The word said ve'inenu. Ve'inenu, he's no longer there. I think ve'inenu has another meaning too. By the way, on this pasuk, Rav Hirsch says he was no use to anyone. No use to people. Locked himself away, devoted himself to his own personal development, and people were no concern for him. Rav Yehuda Asad asks the question. Took him. Surely that's a great thing. Why did that not happen to Moshe Rabbeinu? Avi HaNaviim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't take him. Did he not merit the same zechus as Chanoich? He says it's quite a different case. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was misasik with people, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take him. Being taken in that way is not a zechus. It's a sign of displeasure. And here where you have in the posuk the word ve'inenu, in the context of the posuk it means he's no longer there, but I think it has another meaning too. Ve'inenu, he's not here, has nothing to say to us. As far as we're concerned, Chanoich is not here. He's irrelevant. Because he was a person who had no interest in being Adam Chavei. So to sum up, what do we have? We have a Mishnah which should hit us in the face as we read it. Person the Druach Habriyos Noichim Monakos Baruch is happy with him. Ein Druach Habriyos Noichim Monakos Baruch is not happy with them. First of all, because through being Isaac and people, he actualizes what he learns, he brings it into the world of reality, and therefore has a deeper appreciation of Torah itself. Secondly, it's through dealing with people with all their quirks and mishigasim that he develops as a person. Thirdly, the profound effect, the overall effect on society at large, of maintaining the cohesiveness of a Torah society where Torah becomes esteemed, that is essential, and this is achieved through being Adam Kaveda. So now those who are annoyed in the morning to say before davening, Hareini Makabel Alai Mitzvah Saseh Shokahavto Lechach Kamoicha, have something to think about. This is what the Behavto Lechach Kamoicha comes to.